Manu Patra alerts dated the 27th of October 2017. Supreme Court of India has held that outsourcing of services by a US company to Indian company doesn't constitute permanent establishment, PE. Supreme Court has rejected Kashmiri Pandit's plea for an investigation into the mass killing of community members in the late 80s, which resulted in their exodus from the valley. Supreme Court, with a view to ensure that explicit videos depicting rape, gang rape and child pornography are not available for circulation in internet, has asked government to work with companies like Google, Yahoo, FB and WhatsApp to suggest list of keywords that will help in blocking such videos. Madras High Court has directed Tamil Nadu Bar Council and Advocate General to cancel membership of 713 lawyers, who had enrolled as advocates after getting law degrees based on MA degrees of open universities. Delhi High Court has dismissed Subramanian Swami's plea seeking a court-monitored SIT probe into death of Congress MP Shashi Tharoor's wife Sunanda Pushkar, terming his PIL as a textbook example of a political interest litigation. Delhi High Court has allowed Ericsson's plea for constitution of a confidential club in its ongoing legal tussle with Chinese handset maker Xiaomi. Bombay High Court has held that Indian Nursing Council, INC, has no authority to grant recognition to institutes imparting nursing training in a state and the degrees and diplomas being offered by such institutes which are approved by state nursing councils will have applicability in state only. Bengaluru High Court has held the distribution fee paid by Google, India to Google, Ireland for use of its AdWords program is taxable in India as royalty under provisions of Income Tax Act 1961.